podcast with a puppet. It's Real Problems with Chester Missing. It's so exciting to be here. We're back in our little self-made studio that's actually an RDP house in Helen Ziller's garden. It's fantastic to be here. I'm very excited. Thank you for clicking and watching a latex ball on the internet. You could have done this on OnlyFans, but instead you're here on YouTube. Listen, how badly has the ANC screwed up? Did you see that bullshit at the White House? 30 years into democracy, we weren't there showing how well we're doing, saying how many jobs we've created, introducing the first guy to build a space rocket out of a quantum taxi. No, We were there trying to convince the whole world it's not just white people getting murdered, it's everyone. We have Rainbow Nation genocide, the world's first inclusive hate crime. We're trying to convince everyone that the only people in South Africa who don't see color are actually the criminals. It's frickin' ridiculous. The ANC failed to empower black people so badly, they had to take Johann Rupert with them to Washington. It was Ramaphosa and Rupert standing next to each other like a cuck BEE deal, like a Castle Lager ad from 2008. And I don't blame Johann Rupert, quite frankly, because the ANC had the power, and instead of using it, they gave out tenders, didn't they? Instead of uplifting poor people, they gave t-shirts. Who's the leadership they've developed? We still got Gwede Mantashe walking around dressed like a homeless guy going rah, 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 rah. That's how Gwede Mantashe talk. Rah, 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 rah. He sounds like an Eskom power station that's about to run out of coal. Now we got spiraling crime, a shrinking economy, there's 43% unemployment. Even our unemployment could pass matric. But don't worry, look on the bright side, everybody. Everyone's getting murdered. Thank you, ANC. So, apartheid destroyed South African lives in ways most people don't have a clue about, and I don't think the ANC was actually capable of fixing them. So the best thing they could have done was to lose and fuck off, but they didn't, did they? They lost, and somehow they're still here. So, today we're going to do something weird. We're going to talk to a very rare species. It's a politician I actually like, but don't get excited. The standard is very, 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 very low. Very, very low. This dude here is from the Good Party, who's in the GNU, the Good. They got a cuck name, but they're nice people. This is Brett Herron. How's it, Brett? How's it going?
How's it, Chester?
Thanks for coming to my studio in Helen Ziller's garden.
And you're a backyard dweller.
I'm a backyard dweller. Thank you for using such a politically correct term. I thought you were going to call me a puppet squatter, a pot squatter. Listen, do you talk to puppets often?
It's the first time, really, that I'm talking to a puppet that's got his own show.
Got his own show, yes, but you work in Parliament, so I guess that's talking to puppets. This is part of the job. What's it like being a politician, really? I mean, is it fun?
No, it's cuck.
I thought you got to smell John Steenhuisen every single day. Do you guys have a big buffet where you sit and have lunch and then laugh at poor people?
I've never been to any parliamentary buffet. I avoid the lunches because we are in those chambers as opposition parties, and then you go to lunches and you make small talk, and it just doesn't work for me. It's not my style. If I'm going to be in opposition, I need to do it properly. And pretending over lunch that I like everybody is not something I'm going to do.
Yeah, that must be tough. Imagine pretending to like Glynis Breytenbach. I don't know how that would go down. Listen, there's a lot going on right now. I appreciate you coming through. What's the weirdest thing that you've heard happen in Parliament? Is it a crazy story?
You know, I mean, I can't think of a crazy story that's happened in Parliament other than everything is crazy.
It's true.
I mean, if you are up there making a speech at the podium,
yeah,
what you'll see when you look down into the Parliament is nobody's listening. Everybody's on their gadgets, on their laptops, on their cell phones. And so you start to believe that you are in a make-believe world where it's performative. You perform your speech.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit. And nothing changes. Strange place.
Do you ever try sneaking words to see if they're awake, like saying, vagina, vagina, bubble us, and just see if they respond?
No, but maybe I'll try that on Thursday.
Give it a try. Yeah. Just give it a try. Say, John's DNA is in Titty Bomb, Bang Bang, Boom Boom, Dildo, to see if they use those. In fact, if you say Dildo, I'll give you $50. But you're a politician, so you don't need the Listen. Okay.
Listen tomorrow, I may say it.
I'm excited. I'll definitely listen. Have you ever heard about someone having sex in Parliament?
No, but obviously every political party has their sex scandal. So
of course.
We hear the rumors about who's with who.
Oh, yeah, who's your daddy? Well, we know that right now. It's cupcakes, your daddy. I guess your parliament, all you guys do is screw the poor. Da da boom. Listen, let's get right into this. I'm very excited to have you here. The GNU, is it actually working? Because from outside, it looks like a train wreck.
Well, it's working, but is it working in the way that we expected it to work is the real question.
Yeah.
I think it is working. Things are happening, sometimes haphazardly, like the budget. We had three budgets.
Yeah.
But it's not really working the way it was meant to work when we signed that statement of intent saying this is what we're going to do. So it's working, but it's not perfect.
You know, it looks like you used to oppose the Euring Good, right? A party with a ridiculous name. You sound like you're trying to compete in the Trapper van Vergelijking. Good, better, best. But, you used to oppose the ANC, then you opposed the DA as well, and now you're in bed with both of them. That's very confusing, because now do you smell like cupcake? I mean, the ANC lost, but their opposition is working for them now. So how does that work? How do you actually oppose but still be together?
Well, you try and oppose, first of all, within the GNU. And there's these dispute resolution mechanisms. There's one called the Clearinghouse, where I actually serve. So you try and resolve disputes in the GNU and come to a consensus
position.
What
is a clearinghouse? It sounds like that's where tenders get handed out and it combines with Take-A-Lot. And if you order two, then you get an extra train tender for free. What's a clearinghouse?
So the clearinghouse is a mechanism set up in the GNU to resolve disputes. The only dispute so far that has been sent there and was raised by the DA is the Bella Act, the Basic Education Law Amendment
the
Act.
The Bella Act.
It's the only thing that
DA,
the clearinghouse has
those
done
DA racist assholes.
Yes.
Can we just explain? Because the Bella Act, it sounds like a phone company for Afrikaans, but it's that they want to protect Afrikaans as a language in schools. And then because of the areas that schools have, am I correct in this? The areas, like if you live in a school where the feeder area goes to an Afrikaans school, and you want to keep the black kids out, then just make Afrikaans the language of communication, and then the black kid can't go to the school. Is that basically war we're having?
That's the problem that the Bella Act is trying to solve.
You bastard racist scumbag, Kabeja Nias. You see this good guy. Are you guys for the Bella Act?
Yeah, very much so.
Amandla, yeah. Gayton McKenzie is against the Bella Act, isn't he?
He's against the Bella Act.
You backstabbing bastard. Okay, listen. Right. So, technically...
Hold.
What's going on? Oh, every time, Brett, every time he doesn't put the mic on properly on the guest, like it's his first day shooting cuck, and also, then he messes it up. You should get a job at Patriotical. I'm sorry. I just...
Also, Chester.
This guy talking now, Brett, this is our producer. His name's Simi, and he sounds like he's got erectile dysfunction. I've got a Simi. But his name is actually Simi. What are you trying... Simi, what?
Sorry, it's just a question from the... just a correction from the peanut gallery over here, Conrad. It's Brett is... He's the Secretary General of Good and a member of provincial legislature.
Yes, I didn't care about those details.
I was just making sure that you...
This podcast? It's
that's fine.
On Facebook.
That's
it's
fine.
Aunties from Klagstorp who don't give a damn what his actual job to... A chief whip, that sounds kinky. Like, slap me harder, Auntie Pat.
Yeah, well, whip me... Yeah, nay-nay, whatever they say.
Whippy nay-nay. Oh, wow, yeah. He's got his own. He's trying to be cool. That's nice. I like that. That's much better than Gwede.
I think it's a song, Whip Me.
I think it is. Yeah. We'll Google it. We're both showing our age here.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
You want me to sing the rest of the song?
Yeah.
I only know Whip Me Nay-Nay.
No, me too. Of course you don't. I only know Whip Me Nay-Nay. It's how you get into that secret room in Parliament. Listen. Yeah. Okay, listen, we've got a clearinghouse. There's not a lot of that's changed, really. Here's an example of where I don't understand how the GNU works. Like, you yourself have spoken up tons about the DA's denial of apartheid spatial legacy in Cape Town, right? You know, that's if you're stupid and you're listening. That's the way poor people and people of color were made to live outside the city. And then there's no place for them to live in the city, like at the Salt River Circle situation. You've stood up for that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's not just their denial of it. It's their inability and unwillingness to change it.
So exactly. That's exactly. This is the kind of revolutionary white vibes I was looking for from you. But this is where it gets confusing, right? Good is also in the national government and you know, who are working with the DA. Yeah. So that's, aren't you like a vegetarian who also eats chicken?
Look, I mean, the GNU is a product of the voters' choices, which led to a fragmented political landscape, and we had to form a government. But let me tell you this about not compromising on the spatial justice issues that we care about as good, and the social justice issues we care about as good, is that when the first draft of the statement of intent was presented to us by the ANC, it didn't have anything about spatial justice in it. It didn't have anything about social grants or in it. So the fact that there's spatial justice is mentioned as something that this GNU will tackle, and the fact that we will fight as a GNU, or we will retain the social wage for those people who are reliant on it, is because Good insisted that it be in that document.
Halala, I'm glad I'm glad. You must keep that. Throw poo. If you need some puppet poo, I'll send it for you so you could throw it at those DA scumbags. Brett, what's an example of an actual solve the spatial issues in Cape Town? Like, what are we building so that poor people can live in the city? Because there's a hospital there in Woodstock that poor people just had to move into because they just wouldn't make a frickin' plan. Why didn't other things happen? It's a disgrace. It's not like there's that whole District 6 area just lying open. It's not like they don't know where to put the people. They just don't give a damn.
Well, they don't give a damn, and this is the point that was made. I made it actually in 2017 or 2018 when we found 11 pieces of land when I was first involved in housing in the inner city that was available, that was owned by the city of Cape Town.
Yeah.
And when journalists said, well, why hasn't it been done before? I said, I don't know. The land was always there. It was always on the City of Cape Town's books. The land is there. Some of those land pieces have got buildings on them that can be repurposed. The land is there. The buildings are there. But I was once told in a meeting by Helen Ziller.
Yeah.
I'm going to gossip a little.
Yeah, do it.
That,
I love political gossip.
That, you know, when I was proposing these housing projects, she said using well-located public land, like the land pieces in the inner city, was over-subsidizing the poor. And that's the...
Oh my God!
That says
Helen
everything.
Helen Ziller, you useless, racist, sellout, impimpy, scumbag, right-wing asshole. How the hell can you over-subsidize the poor when poor people were literally dragged out their homes? I got... No, sick. But well done for bringing that up. Thank you. No, that's bullshit. Okay, so this is now where it gets a bit more sticky. You yourself oppose the DA in local government, but now... Let me give you an example. The digital nomads are raising the cost of renting in Cape Town, so they come here. But Auntie Pat is the Minister of Tourism, so she needs digital nomads. So how do you stop Germans taking all our homes while not pissing off Auntie Pat? Because right now, you do look like one of those Muslim guys who drinks on Fridays.
Look, I mean, the digital nomads, what we're really talking about is short-term lets and how short-term lets consume rental properties and so drive prices up,
yeah.
And there's not enough stock. And also Cape Town has got a conservative planning and development attitude, and so we're not also encouraging a lot of development. So there's a shortage of rental accommodation. But properties that are, for example, on Airbnb, Airbnb has come to the city of Cape Town and said, charge a levy as a tourism levy as a city of Cape Town, ring fence it and use it to build affordable housing to mitigate the impact of the high demand of tourism on rental property. So
but
there
then
are
you're
going to
get the levy. You're going to get. We're not going to get the levy. You're going to get the levy. The city is going to get the levy, not us. Not us. How's that going to bring down my rent?
If the city gets a levy.
Sorry, I just need to move closer to you because I can smell lies. I've just got to get a bit closer to you.
I'll also move closer to you.
Oh my God, smells like Patricia DeLong.
No, this is really serious stuff.
That is ya. Talk.
If there was a levy and it was ring fenced as it is intended, to support affordable housing.
Yeah.
Then that levy that all these tourists would pay, not landlords or anybody else, tourists would pay.
Yeah,
foreigners
Germans.
And their,
with Call their, them what they are. The Germans will pay the levy.
With their euros and their pounds and their dollars.
Yeah.
That money would then be used to build additional rental accommodation
that
would be affordable.
Oh, yes.
On the land that is available.
Giving me a puppet erection. I love it so much. Thank you, Brett Herron. That's fantastic. So you're going to build accommodation that Cape Townians can afford with the money you get from the Germans.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wutzek. And what's Helen doing to help you?
Nothing.
Yeah, you see. Bastard. Listen. Okay. Let's get more into a global conversation. You saw that cuck with Ramaphosa and Jan Rupert and Steenhuisen. Mm. Right. Jan Rupert nailed Steenhuisen about violent crime on the Cape Flats.
Yes.
Right. So when the DA went, no, it's not their fault. Policing is national government thing. It's got nothing to do with us. I have no idea. How in your opinion, has the DA failed to uplift poor people in Cape Town in a way that good would in when it relates to dealing with crime?
Well, look, the DA have created their own parallel police force. So even though they will say it's a national competency policing, they've created this parallel police force called LEAP.
LEAP.
It stands for Law Enforcement Auxiliary Program.
Oh, jeez.
Or Law Enforcement Advancement Program. But
LEAP.
It's the acronym.
Oh, it's a LEAP, a LEAP frog, a LEAPer, a LEAP. But what the cuck? So they've got their own parallel police force.
They've got their parallel police force.
Are they like Burumach for white liberals?
It's a bit like the Kits Constables that P.W. Burter created.
Oh, wow.
They go
That's way before my time, boss. I have no idea what a Kits Constable is. It sounds like something that happens when you have diarrhea. Oh, it's a Kits Constable in my heart.
A Kits Constable is a police officer that is trained quickly.
Oh, okay.
Far too quickly. A South African Police Service member of staff is trained for 12 months before they are let out onto the beat.
12 months?
12
Thank
months.
God. Thank God. So what an extensive training process. How long do these guys get? 20
Six
minutes?
6 weeks.
Oh, thank goodness. 6 weeks, that's what it takes. You can go from nothing to... Maybe John Steenhuisen can get some postgraduate education.
Well, he could be a LEAP officer, yes.
Yes.
But the point is they've created a parallel policing force because they focused on policing.
Yeah.
And they think that policing will solve crime. And they started this in 2019. They've spent and they've allocated nearly 2 billion rand to this, the Western Cape provincial government. And their promise to the people of the Western Cape was that they would halve the murder rate. Such a ridiculous measurement
halve
to have.
The murder
imagine,
rate.
Imagine halving the murder
That's
rate.
That's amazing.
Like, how why much not they, try and eliminate it?
They're just straight up, I get the sense they straight up lie, because that just sounds like just, no, we're going to halve the murder rate and quarter the fertility rate and ice creams and it costs 60%. It just sounds like complete cuck.
It is cuck because, first of all, I mean, your aim is obviously be to change society to the extent where murder is an exception,
because
not halve the numbers.
Because, Brett, crime is a product of social dynamics, and quite frankly, that came from apartheid and then post-apartheid liberal economic structures that keep pushing the money up the system instead of helping the people in Manenberg. And the DA just wants to police them instead of actually socially uplifting them.
Exactly, and that's the point I'm coming to. So they've poured all this money into policing. They've got these boots on the ground. But the murder rate, since they started with this plan, has gone up every year.
Oh, my God.
So they are not halving the murder rate. It's just going up.
Oh, my God. The DA is so cuck. Can't go, Brett Herron. I can't. You're cuck. You're Jordan Gordon, whatever your stupid name is. Do better. Hill Lewis, even your name sounds like land. Okay, listen.
So if they took that 2 billion rand that they've invested in policing and put it into infrastructure, amenities, facilities, services in those communities where people were dumped under apartheid and live in ghetto-like conditions, then we would start to tackle the murder rate and the crime.
All right, that's great. All right, it's a podcast, so we can't... Listen, I need one... I've got two things I want to ask you. You're a white South African. How are you surviving the genocide?
There is no genocide. It's fake.
Are you telling people you're a very pale Zulu guy? What are you doing to survive?
You know what, Chester, the truth is that there's no genocide in South Africa. There's no persecution of any race in South Africa. And anyone who claims that is talking crap.
Yeah, thank you.
The refugees that landed in the United States about a few weeks ago are fake refugees.
Thank you. Yeah, in your face, you fake lying bastards. And one last question. You know, the DA went to court and the ANC passed this new amendment to the BBEE, you know, broad-based black economic empowerment. What's your solution? You know, because Helen Ziller's attitude seems to be you'll get the land back when we bury you. So how do we do a middle ground between where the DA's at and the ANC? Was the ANC got to, what's your opinion on that?
Well, look, I mean, black South Africans were disadvantaged. White South Africans were advantaged. The president, in his speech in Parliament recently, was quite correct when he said to Corné Mulder from the Freedom Front Plus, Afrikaners benefited by preferential policies.
Yeah.
And now we've got preferential policies to redress all of that and undo all of that. And he doesn't understand what the fuss is about. We do have to fix the exclusion of black South Africans from the labor force and from owning businesses and from the economy. So until someone comes up with a better policy scheme than triple B double E, we must go with triple B double E, which allows black South Africans to own shares in companies and incentivizes companies to transform their ownership. And then we must, the one thing that really irritates me about South Africans sometimes and politicians
yeah.
is they use BEE and employment equity EE
yes!
interchangeably.
Yes! You
they
idiots!
Are different things.
They are not the same thing. BEE is there. Okay, now let me explain what's just happened, okay? Now, every now and again, my hand breaks because this cheap bastard won't get me, you bastard. Sorry, just, no, it's not good enough. Sorry, can you lift my other hand up and put it on the table for me, the one that's upside down, or the one nearer to you?
Oh.
Just turn it over there. Donkey, thank you. Okay, that was a tender moment. Do
that
it
was,
again.
That was very tender.
Oh, Brett Heron.
And also a great way to Auntie, end your episode.
Pat me harder. That was great. I think we got all the information we need. Thanks for coming through, Brett Heron. This was Real Problem with Chester Missing. Please like, subscribe, share, follow this guy on OnlyFans. He's got a page there now because he works for good and they don't have any money. Thanks. Bye.